Well, I'm going to invite, and if you would give a warm welcome to brother and sister Johnson, Larry and Jean Johnson. I'm going to invite them to come and get ready up here. They're going to come and share. Welcome to All Nations Community Church again. And as they get up here, I'm going to ask you to turn with me to Matthew 28, verse number 18, 19, and 20. They're about to share with us in just a moment. But I want to share with you six post-resurrection words. You know these words. The Johnsons know these words. But let this be the thing that sets the pace. First of all, let's get ready and prepare for our pastor coming. Pastor Bell will be with us in service on the 22nd of April, staying all week long, getting to get things started to get set up, get to meet the staff, get to meet the volunteers. He'll be here two Sundays in a row, the 22nd and the 29th, and then he'll be back permanently and in full capacity on the 22nd, I believe it is, of May, the 20th of May. But so get ready for that. We'll talk some more about it. This last Wednesday night, I had the privilege of speaking at the Lighthouse Church of All Nations up on 129th in LSIP. And I had the opportunity, it's a 6,000-member congregation. I think they had about 700 there for the midweek, not bad. And I looked at that and I'm thinking, not bad, we'll start averaging that here pretty soon as well. Amen. But they had me speak. They start their service at 6:30 and they end at 7:29. 14,000 times they reminded me, Pastor, we have a 59-minute service. Why were they reminding me of that, I wonder? They said, Pastor, you have between 15 and 17 minutes to declare the full counsel of God. Full counsel of God? Anyway. At the end, the pastor patted me on the back and said, well done. 7:29, right on the button. No pressure, Johnsons. No pressure at all. No pressure. Come on up here. Come closer. Listen to these words of Jesus, Matthew chapter 28. You know it. It's called the Great Commission. You know it. Here it says, Matthew 28, 18. All authority, say all authority, has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. This Sunday is our outreach Sunday, so to speak. Listen to these six words. You can write them down. The church is supposed to be a going church. Every church should be outbound. Go. He said, go. Going. Amen? Our church is going. We support missions around the world, including Africa. And today we've got these fine folks to give us an update. We are a church that's going. Number two, what are we doing? He said, go make. We're making what? Making disciples. We're going. It doesn't say vacationing. It says going and what? Making disciples. You did that by sending some of our young people to up to O'Hare Airport, to the hotel. We're helping our young people to become disciples. Amen? You're making disciples. Number three, When you've identified them, you start doing. What are you doing? Number three, you're baptizing. Going, making, baptizing. Notice they're all action words, right? Going, making, baptizing. Number four, what? Teaching. We are to be a teaching church. We support ministries who are teaching. We have a couple teachers up here on the platform today. We are to be teaching our children, teaching our youth. We have a great adult class over here every Sunday morning. It can be filled up. Fill it up. Make them have to move out of that conference room. Jam it next Sunday. Fill it up. Amen. Teaching. To do what? Teaching is only as good as what? Number five, people begin observing. Observing. That's what it says there in the New American Standard, observing. What's observing? Doing, putting into practice, right? We want our teaching to be making effect so that it changes people's lives. People who are teachers teach to help people change their lives. And then what's the last word there? He said, lo, I am what? With you. In other words, number six, he is accompanying us. As we're going, as we're making, as we're baptizing, as we're teaching, as we're observing, Jesus says, I am what? Accompanying you. That's why it's called the Great Commission. The word co means with. He is going with us. I'm so honored today to have two folks who, after they retired, sold their farm, gave up their business, they went to mission school after retirement and went on the mission field in places they'd never been before. They were with us a couple years ago. We saw what God was doing with them in China and Canada, in Africa. Since they've been with us, they've been in more places in Africa and Cuba. Cuba, Cuba, Cuba. Amen. Would you give a warm welcome to Larry and Jean Johnson from, notice this, Will Go Ministries. A warm welcome to you. God bless you, folks. Come on up here. Amen. Come on up here. Go ahead, please. You're so much better looking than I am.
No.
Don't say that.
No. Well, thank you, Pastor Harry and Clyde and saints in the Lord. Just thank you for your prayer support, your financial support. We couldn't do it without you. So we just praise God for each one of you. And I'd like to just start out with a story. Stories are good. I mean, we have a great storyteller there through Pastor Harry. But anyway, there was a young man that was driving down the road, and he was very tired. And he kept falling asleep, and he got out and ran around his car and shook himself and got in again and continued to drive. But while he was driving, he fell asleep. And he hit a semi head-on, and something off of the truck fell and hit him on the left side of his head. And it paralyzed him on his left side. His left arm went limp. His left leg went limp. He couldn't hear out of his left ear. And everything on his left side was paralyzed. And he'd been doctoring with this doctor for about 6 months, and just nothing was happening. So he thought he would go to another doctor. So he went to this other doctor, and the doctor says, well, stand over here and take your clothes off, get down to your skiddies, and I'll examine you. So he went over, and he poked him around a couple times, and he looked at him and scratched his head. He said, you know something? From now on, everything's going to be all right. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what comes against you, everything's going to be all right. All right.
Oh, dear.
Glory. Yeah. That's something to chew on. I didn't get it either, so don't feel bad. But I'd like to start out with just a scripture here that I think means so much to each one of us. It says, but. We heard the word but. And this is in 2 Corinthians 4:7, starts out, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. Man, what a scripture. Man, we look at his death, but we need to look at what he did on the cross like we did this morning through communion. But we also need to look at his life, what he really did for us. And I'm just so thankful I got saved and I can walk under his power. I give God the glory for everything that's happened. And we just, again, we thank Pastor Harry. He's on our Will Go board, and he means so much to us. He's, He's just given us such godly counsel, and I'm sure, and I know that he has here too. So we just want to bless Pastor Harry, and may everything you put your hand to prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers.
On my right side.
On your right side. Yes. Yes, sir. Okay. So this is my lovely wife, Jean. We've been married for 53 years. And it seems like a long time, but you know, it just seems like yesterday. And when God said he'd give us a helpmate, I mean, he gave me a helpmate. She's very precious, and I wish she would grow up, but she says I don't have to run around cars. I can go underneath them. So anyway, we just want to share with what God has done in our lives.
Oops. Well, hallelujah. I just want to say thanks, too, and we're just so happy to be here. We're going to start out with a video. I don't know if that is ready or not, but we've been married, Larry said 53 years, but actually it's 54. And we've been in full-time ministry this is our 26th year. So we're going to just let you see a little bit about us. It is a 7-minute video. It's not an advertisement. It's, if anybody is thinking about missions, it is a careful, step-by-step way that you too can step into missions at any time in your life. So we'll just play this video, and after the video, we'll have a PowerPoint for you. So the video that's our PowerPoint. So we'll go to our video. It's a V6 thing or something. Whom shall I send and who will go for me? Well, Larry and I answered the call and said, we will go. So we left the harvest fields of Iowa and began to journey to the harvest fields of the world. It began in Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1992 with an intense missions training program. It included reading assignments, outreaches, and a high ropes course. After graduation, Larry did spend a few months assisting a video ministry in India and Russia. In 1993, we were invited to Albania, where we pastored the Victory Church and taught in the Bible school. Our highlight probably was hundreds of children hearing the gospel in city homes and mountain regions every week. Many of them gave their lives to the Lord. Young men were raised up to do the work of the ministry, and many still continue pastoring today. Loom Tree became like a daughter, living with Larry and I while she attended Bible school. And Katie, who was our main translator, still supports Will Go today. In 1996, only 4 months after leaving Albania, we flew to Beijing. God miraculously provided us with student visas, even though we were 53 and 51 years old. God didn't waste any time setting up divine connections and opening doors. Ding Haiwen, known mostly to all of us as Heidi, came knocking at our dorm room, offering to tutor us in Chinese. In exchange, we began teaching her English using the Bible. She soon accepted the Lord as her Savior. Today, she and her husband, Guai Sheng, continue as Will Go directors in Beijing. Another door was the A&W fast food restaurants. They were opened in Beijing by Albert Low from New York City. He wanted an evangelist type who would teach English classes at his restaurants. In the daytime, we studied Chinese, and at night, Larry especially taught conversational English. Our payment? Souls into the kingdom and free food. Those who accepted the Lord wanted to learn more, so our Will Go Home Fellowship was born, and it remains strong today. In the year 2000, God placed a deep love for elders in our hearts. As we visited numerous nursing homes, it became clear to us that caregiving training would be very helpful. So because I'm a registered nurse, we used my background to develop geriatric seminars. They were first taught in Beijing and later expanded to 8 different provinces. On the 4th day of the seminar, the gospel was presented and nearly all the students raised their hand to receive Jesus. God sees the heart. These programs helped elders all over China to live a happier and healthier life. The goal is always to bring people to God. Meeting physical needs to open spiritual eyes continues as WILGO's mandate. Teams continue to bring the gospel, health training for kids, music, skits, love and gifts to nursing homes, schools, and villages all over China. Well, you know, things were going wonderful and we thought we would stay forever, all of our lives in China. But God had other plans. In 2004, he asked us to go to Canada. Through divine intervention by the Holy Spirit, we ended up in Vancouver, British Columbia. A meeting with Pastor Rich Kao began the journey of WILGO Ministries Canada. Again, the focus was to find a need and fill it, using that platform to preach the gospel. Five Stones Church was key in opening a dream center, which became the hub for multiple outreaches. Every outreach gave us an opportunity to show God's love. Many times we could also share the gospel through bicycle clinics, children's ministries, WALI projects, which was giving financial and practical helps to new immigrants and First Nation peoples. Homeless outreaches have now provided 36,000 meals and counting on the streets of Vancouver. Multiple teams from Canada have assisted WILGO internationally. And Jared and Heather Johnson, our son and daughter-in-law, have also assisted us for 2 years, helping the church and WILGO grow. In 2007, another divine appointment led us to Cam and Lisa Wan. They became part of the WILGO team, and through weekly prayer, the WILGO Fellowship was developed. New believers were baptized and discipled, and now Cam and Lisa have become our WILGO directors for West Canada. Bishop Lewis is our partner in Liberia, and he presented the need for a Christian school in Monrovia, and later another one in Greenville, Sino County. Children who formerly had no place to attend school at all now have Christian-based educations. We've also dug 2 wells in Liberia, improving the quality of life for hundreds of families. Teachers receive salary assistance twice a year, and multiple other helps have been contributed, such as books, computers, desks, school supplies, many things. We're currently building a community latrine, and that will enhance the sanitation and health of hundreds. Even during Ebola, WILGO was there with in-country helps of rice. We've had the opportunity to train pastors at different conferences, actually 1,250 people over the years. In our women's conference, we have had 400 ladies. Our children's evangelistic teams have reached over 2,000 children with food and clothing and the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Nigeria, Pastor Adejohn is our partner, and we have been working with him since 2011. In Nigeria, we give rice to widows and orphans 4 times a year, or 800 people are helped annually. Evangelistic outreaches to Muslim children have been part of our norm, and we're so thankful that many of the children have come to the Lord. Pastor John is also a king, and so he attends many king's conferences and uses those conferences as a platform to preach the gospel. In Nigeria, we've also planted 4 churches and continue to give those pastors financial assistance. We are also helping women to sustain themselves through a women's cooperative project. We're building stores for the ladies so they can open their own small businesses and feed their families. We've given marriage seminars to 120 people, and church conferences to over 500. And even in Nigeria, we have also dug two wells. Again, Wilgo is so grateful for the many teams who've assisted the work, providing vehicles, wheelchairs, suits and ties, and so many helps for the kids. God is faithful. The African ministries in both countries continue to expand. Even another church and school building are planned in Liberia in 2017. Well, we love living in Vancouver, but God began speaking to our hearts about moving again, and He began to speak about the city of Detroit. Because we couldn't get a release from Canada, we found that in 2012 we could live in Windsor and begin helping in Detroit. So God divinely again set up so many partnerships and ministries to work with us. On Fridays, we travel to Detroit and partner with New Welcome Baptist Church. Larry brings a wonderful message and food is given out. Wilgo provides toilet paper and other paper products for the people. And we've even gotten a kiss for toilet paper. Hallelujah. Well, we've also helped and partnered with different churches to bring carnivals, vacation Bible schools, and other evangelistic events to inner city kids. Our backpack projects are welcome too, and we always pray for the children. Again, our homeless outreaches are increasing as we partner with Detroit Rescue Missions Ministries. Over 2,000 people have received helps from Wilgo so far, and we plan to keep on encouraging believers to never give up. On Christmas Day 2014, we were blessed to obtain charity status in Hong Kong, allowing us to reach out with the gospel and ministry to elders and underprivileged there. In 2016, another door opened for Wilgo, and that was Cuba. We were asked to hold a pastor's conference where 120 people attended for 3 days, and a women's conference with over 100 ladies. Our children's ministry day brought 110 kids, and we were able to be guest preachers and ministers at many other churches. We also helped with Michael Enterprise projects, providing chickens for one pastor and helping other local pastors with a roof for their Bible school, for example, and other things. Wilgo will continue ministry in Cuba. Then in 2017, we had a wonderful opportunity to open Wilgo School of Ministries, Liberia. We partnered together with Christian Life College of Mount Prospect, Illinois, to offer both a certificate and bachelor's program. Pastor Nelson divinely reconnected with us and is dean of the school. He recently received his Master's of Theology with an emphasis on Christian education from the Assemblies of God Church in Liberia. He told us that he had been working for 6 years to be able to approach us and begin this Bible school. Hallelujah. We started with 55 students, and we pray that it will be a perpetual Bible school.
This is our Wilgo mission statement. We will go throughout the whole world proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to all people, training disciples to do the work of the ministry, so they will go. All glory to God. Amen. On behalf of thousands of lives touched with God's salvation and love, we say thank you. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercies for thousands of generations to those who love Him and keep His commandments. Deuteronomy 7:9. The journey continues.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hi. Well, if you could put up our PowerPoint, we're just going to tell a couple of stories. And while it's going up, I think we only have about 5 minutes left. Is that right, Pastor Harry? So
While he's putting up the PowerPoint, we'll just quickly tell you about what we're doing in Liberia. As you heard in the video, in 2017, we were going to start a new school building. This will be our third one, but we actually didn't get it started till this year. So if you want to know more about that, it's a $36,000 project. We have some material out on our table, and we have some little bracelets. If you want to even just donate $10, you can choose a bracelet to remind yourself to pray for that event. Hallelujah. Well, our miraculous God. We'll go to the next. We just want to give you an international overview. And this is Liberia. Let's just go to the pictures there. As you can see, we're feeding 600 kids every week, and that does allow them to stay in school. And the next picture shows you that the latrine we talked about in the video is done. Hallelujah. And some of those even have showers. So it's like an all-in-one place, you know. Hallelujah. Well, this is Pastor Nelson again, and we want to thank Pastor Harry again. Already 55 students have started, and we are on our second year, and they are so enthused and want to take the gospel throughout.
And it's so important to obey God. When we were in Liberia, Pastor Nelson was very sick,
yes,
and we were invited to his home, and we prayed for him, and God healed him.
Yes.
And that brought our relationship together, and so it's, if God asks you to go pray for somebody, be sure and do it, because you just don't know what's in the future or what the future holds through that.
Amen. Well, we'll go on, and we're just going to skip over Detroit. Can we do that? And these are some of the things we do in Detroit. We welcome teams. I don't know if you want to send a team to Detroit. A new door opened for us this year in Pakistan. And you know, we haven't physically gone there, but Larry, we'll go to the next picture, is preaching by Skype. I don't know, you can barely see his little head over there. And it was just a wonderful time. Again, people were healed. And you might want to talk about the rock.
While we were preaching there, the Lord gave me, I really believe it was anointed. He said to tell the people to get a rock, and write their name on it, and make a declaration, I am healed.
Amen.
So, and God said he was going to bring that through every place we went, that that was going to be this year's thing. So if you need healing, or if you want to make a declaration, write your name on the rock, get a rock, doesn't have to be very big, or, but make that declaration, I am healed. Amen. And I believe there was a deaf person that received his hearing. And what else happened there?
A lady couldn't walk. She walked out. And many people gave their lives to the Lord, and they also used a rock to remember. Because, you know, Jesus is the rock. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, the next frame shows we've also committed to $200 a month to open a small Christian school in Pakistan. So there's some of the kids, and it's only a month old. So we'll bring an update another time. Well, we're going to take you to Cuba very quick, and let's just scroll down, and Larry will tell you the miracle of a TV.
Yeah, sometimes when God tells you to do something, you want to do it. But anyway, God said to buy a TV and take it to Cuba. So the pastor wanted, asked us to bring one, and I thought, well, what does a pastor need a TV for? You know how you think, and. So we kind of put it off, and we went to Toronto to get on the airplane, and we still didn't get the TV. So, but that night, God woke us up, or woke me up, and said, you must get a TV. So we told him we wanted to go to Walmart. We asked somebody how to get there, and one person said, go this way, and then another one said to go this way. But we happened to go this way, and we bought a $130 Walmart TV, which was... 24-inch TV, and I just put it off because I figured, well, it'd probably get broke on the way over anyway. And so anyway, when we got there at Cuba, they seen that TV, and they said, well, we gotta tax that. And so they looked up in there, they got us over in the corner and looked it up, and they couldn't find any tax for a 21-inch TV, or a 24, but they had it for the big screens. But anyway, when it was all said and done, we paid $130 for the TV, and they wanted $250 taxes. So, my goodness, you know, you kind of, and so we kind of scratched our head a little bit and told them that we thought that was a little high. And so anyway, they took about an hour. We were the last ones to go through that night. Took about an hour to figure out what our taxes was going to be, and so they settled for $175. But anyway, we had four suitcases full of backpacks that were anywhere from $20 to we had about $1,500 worth of stuff. And they were so focused on this TV that when we had the four suitcases, they started looking at them. And then I raised up my little ticket that I'd paid the $175. And they just said, go on. So it's just so important to hear the voice of God and just be obedient. Because if it wasn't for that TV, they would have confiscated the four suitcases that we had. So praise God.
And when the family, the pastor and his wife, started unpacking that TV, they just wept. They said the last missionary that came, they took everything they had. So God knows what he's doing, right? Hallelujah. Yeah. I want to take you to one. This is the ministry time. And again, Maida is from CLC Church, too. We are so thankful for her help. But the next film, or the next picture, there. We went to visit a small church, and you can't imagine, in Cuba, they don't have drinking water. I mean, we were shocked. And this pastor in the yellow shirt, he said, you know, none of our community has drinking water, but the government knows it. So they come around once a month with this big truck, and they give us drinking water, but we don't have enough containers. Then we only can last about a couple of weeks, and then we got to go out and find drinking water somewhere else. So he asked Wilgo if we could dig for them a drinking water system that they could use for the church and the community. So hallelujah, that's what you see there. And one other testimony, this lady, oh, what a saint in the Lord. You know, can't you just wait to get to heaven? I just can't wait to get to heaven, and we can all meet everybody, right? All the people you see. This lady loves God, and her husband loved him very much, too. He was helping the church put a new roof on their church, and the roof came down and crushed him. He died. And when we heard her story, it's so difficult in Cuba anyway. Will goes helping her on a monthly basis. So we went to visit her, and like Larry mentioned, we had these beautiful backpacks. And when we took out the backpack, she said to us, just 2 weeks ago, I was mending and crying over this backpack that I have for my children, one backpack. It's 7 years old. She said, I was just saying to God, when will I have enough money that I can get a new backpack for my children? And here we come. Hallelujah. God knows. Isn't he awesome? We'll ask you to go to one last picture. Let me see. It's a...
Yeah, right up there. They got it.
You got it, because we have a prayer request. This man, the young man on the left side, his eyesight is so horrifying. And he's been to the best doctors in Havana, and they don't know what his problem is. He sees four colors all the time or more. He cannot walk by himself because he sees four people or four whatever. So, but in the bottom there, you see these little clay figures. He and his brother are so talented. They make these little figures, then they put them in front of videos, and their ministry is going throughout Cuba and ministering to children. And we've been praying for his eyes, and we're hoping to either bring him to the States or Canada. So pray with us. The doctors don't know what to do. And they said, in Cuba, if we do a surgery, it's only experimental. And how do you want your eyes operated on? Not experimentally, right? So just agree with us that either God will totally restore his eyesight, or that he can find, or we can help him find a doctor that can help him. So thank you, Jesus.
And They are welcoming us back. Their ice cream isn't too bad either, but he says you can come back anytime, and so we're just so thankful for that door to be opened in Cuba.
So let us close with the scripture, Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths.
In Psalms 37:5, it says, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
Amen.
So if you're going through some left side problems, remember, everything's going to be all right.
Everything's
going
to be all right.
Thank you.
Bless you. Thank you. Well, could we just extend our appreciation to the Johnsons again? Amen. Please go ahead and come on down. And in a moment, we're going to invite some folks to come and pray for them. I'm going to invite you to join me in investing into the kingdom of God outside of our own sanctuary. Let's will to go. And as the Johnsons told me a few weeks ago that they might be available, they leave from here to go to Iowa and minister there. I thought, you know what? We need to sow. God's done good things for us. And I also know that we have some needs. We have a pastor coming. We want to make sure we take care of our pastor. We've got a few cracks in some sidewalks yet we've got to get replaced. We've got some holes in some blacktop to get filled. We've got always got some pipes that need, you know, fixing, and a heater or two. And I just felt like the Lord said, well, let's give money away so that God can give money in, right? And so I'm going to invite you, if you would, make out a check to All Nations Community Church and write Will Go, W-I-L-L, Go. Or just write Go, or get W-G. And I marvel at the Johnsons. Here they, you were trained to be a nurse, right, years ago? And when did the Lord speak to you about going into missions? You were, how old were you? She was 14 when God spoke to her that one day he would put her into missions. Larry was a successful farmer, and they left all of that behind, and yet then she became a nurse in China, right? Took care of geriatrics in nursing homes and all those good things. I'm happy to announce that 2 weeks ago, their son Jared was just appointed as one of the elders of our church at Christian Life, and we actually, he starts his first elders meeting tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. And their son had a horrendous tumor in his head. And God removed that tumor, arrested it. He's had reconstructive surgery, and he is just serving God with all of his heart. And so we thank the Lord for what God's done with them. So afterwards, please go out to their table. They do have little bracelets and things. And that will help one of those little schools. And just thank you so much. This is unexpected. We didn't announce this. After the PA was off last week, oh, yeah, we got to get the Johnsons around you. So anything you give today, we'll make sure that they get it. Amen. Come on down, folks, if you would. And while they're coming, if I could have a couple folks step over to the Johnsons even now, and I want you to begin praying for the Johnsons, because we want them to get out to their table. Brother and Sister Johnson, would you stand? And just some folks that would like to just come around them and just lay hands upon them in a moment. Father, first of all, we thank you for these gifts that we're going to give outbound. We're going, we're making, we're teaching, we're observing, we're baptizing, and you're going to accompany us. Thank you for watching over the Johnsons. Thank you for our congregation. Thank you that you're going to help us go and build that school, among other things, there in Liberia. We thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as the offering is coming, could we have some saints come down here and just gather around these two folks and lay hands on them and pray? Who will come down and just gather around them a second? And thank you, Beverly, if you would. Beverly's coming. Anyone else, just gather around the Johnsons for a second. And just pray with them. Amen. Arlene, are you coming? Arlene, come on down. That's it. Ernest, thank you. Amen. Just a few of you come down. Christine's going to be going. Christine, where are you going pretty soon? You've been already. We need to hear that report. Where did you just come from? Guatemala. Well, we'll have to get you. Did you come back with those fancy boots? Amen. Beverly, would you lead in prayer for them? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
God, we magnify your name. There's none like you. We continue to anoint them, O God, and continue to give them the workers, O God, for we know the harvest is full, but the workers are few. So each place they go into, O God, we pray for provision, O God. We pray, O God, for you to open up the hearts of the people, O God, to distribute your love, O God, to your people. We pray for ears to hear and a heart to understand what you're speaking in this hour, O God. Father, raise up a generation that will love you, that will walk with you, O God, that will hear your voice, O God. We pray, O God, for faith to move every time they hear your voice, O God. And God, for each of these leaders and directors that they've placed in the various parts of the world, O God, that they will look to you and depend on you. We pray that every need would be met, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, even as you've given divine appointments in the past, God, we look to you, O God, for divine appointments in the future. Strengthen them, O God. God, give them years, O God, beyond their wisest dreams, O God. O God, strengthen their physical bodies, O God, in the name of Jesus. And for, God, the brothers, O God, that we saw on the screen, the one that needs his eyes healed. God, we send your word right now in the name of Jesus. God, raise up, O God, the doctor, O God, that will do that operation even for free, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for provision for him to come into the United States, O God, if that's your will. Father, we join our faith together, Father, in the name of Jesus. You are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think, O God, and we thank you for it now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so very much. And we're going to invite Larry and Jean to go out to their table so that you can stop by and say hello to them. And would you please stand with me in the name of the Lord so that we can bless you as you get ready to leave. We'll get the Johnsons out there. Now, next Sunday, I heard that ladies had a great fellowship this last week. This last weekend, I heard Myra did a great job. And I know we got the men's group coming up the 21st. Next Sunday, I want you to be prepared for next Sunday. I feel in my spirit that next Sunday will be set aside as a declaration and decree morning. We're going to declare and we're going to decree in the realm of the spirit things over our families, over our finances, over your destinies, over our church. I want you to be in prayer this week, and I want you to believe that you can write down on a piece of paper a short statement that in the name of Jesus, in faith, you're going to declare this by the power of the Holy Spirit. You're going to decree this in the name of the Lord, and we're going to give you some examples of declarations and decrees, and we're going to have a service next Sunday where we're going to be raising the temperature and the elevation of our voices a little bit in this place because we need to dust off these flags and kind of get things kind of ready. And I'd rather not have to have you go up there and physically get up there and dust these lights off. We'll just pray the dust off by making it, and we'll just shake the ceilings and shake, all right? So I want you to come in faith. I want you to write something down in the spirit. I want you to pray. And we're gonna give opportunity for a public declaration that we decree and declare in the name of Jesus such and such and such and such. Amen? Do you have faith that that can happen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. So we're going to get a little bit off the record next week. We're going to go off the chart. We're going to go off the script. And we're going to have, I believe, a Holy Ghost-induced moment, and I just believe it. Now may the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon thee. May your going out and your coming in not only be with peace and joy and hope, but may the abundance of God's security and his provisions and joy and life be upon you. and all of your heritage in the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen. Amen. Congratulations. We started well at 10 o'clock. Yes. Yes. Can we do it two seconds?